here's a story from The World.
Peru held its presidential election nearly a month ago, and there's still no officially declared winner. Pedro Castillo, the rural school teacher and farmer candidate, appears to be ahead. That's in part because of overwhelming support from Peru's indigenous voters. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports, the election has been shining a light on a long history of discrimination against Peru's indigenous people.
To understand some of the reaction to Pedro Castillo, it helps to know a few things about him. He's from a northern region of the Peruvian Andes, and he speaks with the accent of the mountain farmer that he is. Castillo held a public breakfast in his farmhouse the morning of the election. He ate cornbread and chicken soup along with his parents, his wife, and kids.
Esta es mi casa, esta es mi herencia.
This is my house, this is my heritage, and this is my blood, Castillo said. He identifies as working class, though not necessarily as indigenous. But he and his supporters have been the subject of hate speech on social media. Marco Avilés is a Peruvian writer and academic who focuses on race.
I've never seen anything like this, where people were like publicly saying, we should go into the towns and villages where people voted for Castillo, and we should go and rape the women. We should chastise these people.
Castillo's policies reflect a solidarity with indigenous Peruvians. Many of his critics have said he's a far-left communist who will seize private property. Avilés calls him a leftist conservative.
I mean, he is not for the rights of gay people, transsexual people. He's not for abortion. And he's also part of a party that declares publicly that it's like a Marxist and Leninist party.
The campaign for new president of Peru has brought to surface some of the country's racial and geographic divisions. Castillo's opponent, the conservative Keiko Fujimori, a Japanese-Peruvian woman, has also been the subject of hate speech.
I think this election tells us a lot about race. Race is always there in a latent way.
Juan Carlos Gallegos is an anthropologist and historian in the capital of Lima who focuses on race and ethnicity. He says racism is a legacy of Spanish colonialism and of intellectuals who up until World War II argued white Europeans were a superior race.
You could hear even in Peruvian Congress ideas that the Indians were basically beasts and not human. Yeah, believe it or not, there were intellectuals in Peru who said those things.
Gallego says that nowadays in Peru, it's impolite to speak about race, but that racism is normalized. Take, for example, mainstream comedy. Until recently, a white mestizo actor portrayed a television character known as La Paisana Jacinta.
Which is a woman, an indigenous woman who is in the city, and she's depicted as someone without teeth, who is extremely dirty.
And there's El Negro Mama, portrayed by the same actor, except in blackface.
That shows this supposed Afro-Peruvian with animal-like features that walks like an ape.
Gallegos explains that in Peru, there are coded ways to speak about race. It's estimated that more than a quarter of the population is indigenous. And for example, it's considered pejorative to say someone is a serrano, or a person from the mountains, where a large portion of indigenous people live. Incidentally, that's where Castillo's opponents have claimed widespread voting fraud. Newton Mori Julca is a researcher at the Centro de Culturas Indígenas, an NGO that advocates for indigenous rights.
Es ahí donde nosotros señalamos de que se ha operado un mecanismo racista.
Mori Julca explains the voting fraud claims are racist because they focus on the majority indigenous regions of the Andes and Amazon and ignore the largely white mestizo cities. The U.S. State Department and other international observers have said they believe the election was clean. Voters in the mountains say they identify with Castillo, not necessarily because of his race. Juan Chilón is a farmer in Castillo's home province of Cajamarca.
Y entonces el Perú profundo. Los pueblos originarios han votado por él porque se identifican con ese sentir.
Chilón says native people voted for Castillo because Castillo himself has experienced how the national government neglects deep rural Peru. And Chilón says in his native language Quechua that he's not worried about the racist discourse on social media.
Amalia Quichu Yanasa Jorge. Ama Yaquicho.
After all, Chilon says, Pedro Castillo may not be able to defeat racism, but he did very likely win the race. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia in Lima, Peru. From PRX.